Let's journey together, a moment with Father. I'm Linda Goldfarb, and I want to encourage and inspire your walk with the Lord. For more encouragement, please visit lindagoldfarb.com. I'm so glad you're here. Are you familiar with separation anxiety? You know, puppies display destructive behavior when they are separated from their owners. Defluffed pillows, torn up socks, shredded paper, and mauled family toys are strewn all across the room with a slobbery vengeance. Anything bearing their master's scent is fair game to a puppy gone rogue. Humans, on the other hand, react differently to separation anxiety. You may have relational separation anxiety if your adult children are living off on their own and you can't visit them or your grandchildren as often as you'd like. Perhaps you miss the relationships you once had in your workplace or at your church. Relational separation results in irregular mood swings, disruptive sleep patterns, and unbalanced eating habits, which are some signs of emotional unhappiness. Then there's spiritual separation anxiety. By the thousands, people are seeking ways to embrace faith independently. Many are walking away from the influence of Father God and gravitating to self-proclaimed religion. Similar to COVID-19, false faith is a worldwide outbreak of pandemic proportions. When we attempt to live a life separate from our Creator, heavy sadness, prolonged indifference, isolation, and hopelessness occur, resulting in destructive behavior, sometimes aimed at God. Did you know puppies seek out their master's scent not to destroy it, but to be closer to Him? They feel safe around their master and do anything to seek Him out. Their destructive behavior? Yeah, that comes with being a puppy. The time is now to seek our master's scent. He's waiting close by for us to reach out. Though difficulties arise, no matter our choices, we can never be separated from His love. We read in Romans 8:38-39, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Poor choices can't separate us. Bad attitudes can't separate us. Stupid actions can't separate us. Death can't separate us. The grave can't separate us. Nothing can separate us from the everlasting love of God. Let's journey together. Heavenly Father, wrap your loving arms around me today. Open my eyes to the beautiful wonders of your glory. Remind me that I'm not alone. Though my challenges are real, you are faithful. Protect my loved ones, O God. Place a hedge of protection around me. Protect the medical experts who are on the front lines. Help everyone feel your presence. Open my spiritual eyes to see your angel army surrounding me. Praise you, O Lord, for I am not alone. Hallelujah. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James 1:22. May Yahweh bless you, keep you, and guide you in all you do. Until next time, This is Linda Goldfarb, and I'm so glad we're on this journey together with Father.